Good morning, Emmons Roof.
Hey, is Robert in by chance?
Robert, no, sir.
You know if he's going to be getting into the office today, or is he just kind of in and out?
He's in and out. May I ask
okay.
who's calling?
Yeah, my name's Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff. I'm trying to follow up here with some financing the business did with First Citizens Bank. Is there maybe a controller or an office manager there that's available I could speak to?
Well, that would be Crystal. And I apologize. You said you work with First Citizens Bank, or your
I work with Cardiff. We had extended an offer here about 2 weeks ago that was based
Cardiff.
Off the borrowing history you had with First Citizens.
Oh, okay. So let me have you speak to Crystal. Just one second.
Thank you. Hey, Crystal, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm busy. I'm good, but working hard right now. I just wanted to follow up here. I was actually trying to get in touch with Robert. Sounds like he's out of the office. I was just trying to get in touch with someone that helps with the financials. Am I speaking to the right person?
Yes, and I know that we've gotten a couple emails, and I've transferred them over there. I just don't know if they're looking into borrowing any money right now or doing any types of loans or purchasing equipment or anything.
I gotcha.
So that's the only thing I'm kind of waiting on with them. Is
no, yeah, that's fine. It looks like it was a little over 2 months since the last time we reached out. I just kind of wanted to circle back and just kind of see if there was anything Robert was looking to do, whether it was equipment or capital, or if you guys maybe had any questions there on the programs we do offer. I just kind of wanted to see where you guys were at.
Yeah, I do, and sadly, this is kind of embarrassing to admit, but we haven't had, like, an office meeting in the last couple, like, actually, I think since July, everyone's been so busy, so I haven't actually been able to approach this yet, so, and I have forwarded the information to both Jeff and Bob, the
mm-hmm.
owners, so let me try to get a hold of them and, you know, sit them down and see if there's anything coming up, and we can get back to you guys.
Yeah, definitely see what you guys may have in the works. Is there usually a time of the year where you guys kind of have that meeting or look to see where the business is at, or is it more just like on an as-need basis?
Well, we try to do it at least like once or twice a month, and it just has not been happening lately. And right now, actually, well, June 30th was our business or our fiscal year close, and if they do the taxes and everything, we actually just got the taxes back from the CPA and everything, so they will for sure be having a meeting soon.
I see.
And they could be discussing what needs to go on with that, so mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll have an answer within the next week or so.
I see. With the fiscal year ending there, do you guys usually take advantage of Section 179? Is that something you guys look at with the whole tax write-offs with equipment and stuff like that, or is that not something you take advantage
they
of?
They do, because I know that they're like, hey, go buy 2 new trucks before the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
I know that they do, but I'm not sure what was done, or I know that they did buy a couple new trucks, but I don't know if more needs to be done or not, so I can definitely have them reach out to you guys if more is needed.
Yeah, if you want to just take down my my contact information there for when that conversation takes place.
Sure, you said Tyler, correct?
Correct, yeah, T-Y-L-E-R. And my direct dial is 858-252-1496. And yeah, like you were just saying, if that meeting does take place, if they were looking to bring on any equipment or maybe capital there for some projects coming up, do you guys ever get put on like net 30s, net 60s there on some of the contracts you get, or is it usually
yeah.
pretty upfront?
No, one customer in particular is like, well, you guys don't get paid till we get paid. It's in the contract. And we're like, well, okay.
Someone needs to get paid.
Exactly. So there are a couple that we're looking, you know, that we do need to perhaps set up capital first, because some
mm-hmm.
of them are subsistence jobs too. So we have to pay the payroll and subsistence up front.
Yeah.
90-day pay, then yeah.
So. I see. Is that something you usually, is that something that you don't really run into often, or is that kind of...
Not too often, but this one particular customer that we just happen to have a couple jobs with is who it's with. Everyone else is pretty good, knock on wood, but customer, it may be smart to have something like that. So.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely something you can have kind of lined up, and with our capital structures here, once you're approved, the offer is good for 90 days. So if you are sitting on like a net 90 and you start a project with him and you kind of want to have that just lined up in the back pocket for if anything does happen, it might be a smart move there for you just to have kind of as like a plan B. Did you guys use a line of credit in the past for when you ran into that situation, or how did you guys manage that?
We've kind of just floated it ourselves. We haven't had a business loan probably since 12 or 13. So.
Oh wow. Okay. I was going to say the UCC filing is actually in 2012 that we have here, so that's probably adding up to right about where you're talking.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know what they, I mean, it would be smart, so
yeah.
I'll definitely tell them, hey, look into it. So
yeah, is there an email there just so I can shoot you the updated version there just so you have it on file?
Yeah, absolutely. Mine's Crystal, CRYSTAL,
okay,
@ emmonsroof.com.
emmonsroof.com. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over there. I think we just resent a new one there for you about a week or two ago, so this will be the updated version, and it'll have my contact information in there as well. If you want to maybe just forward that to Jeff and Bob, see what their thoughts are, and like I said, if there is anything you guys are maybe even looking to do in here towards the end of fourth quarter, if you wanted to get the ball rolling now or at least see what we can do for you, definitely feel free to reach out.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Crystal, it was good talking to you. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.